So if you feel like the boat is rocking, just hang on. Just hang on. We don't want smooth sailing at our old accelerated visioning, like in other words, at our old level. Who needs that? Who needs that? So the more that we realize that everything, like grace is serving us in each moment, then it's allowing those provisions. It's allowing those provisions. So the more that we surrender, and I'm saying that because some of us are having a little bit of resistance. And so you want to remember to go with it, to go with it, to, you know, not worry about your to-do list and invite those energies, invite that temporary turbulence to stir the pot, to stir things and bring you into higher excellence, to bring you into higher union. Okay. So they're also, it's like PSA here, they're also reminding us to notice where we're stirred into action. So in other words, I've been meaning to start that new spiritual practice. I've been meaning to go back to my meditation practice. I've been meaning whatever, like you've been meaning to do, or what's coming to the forefront. So they're tapping my third eye. What's coming to the forefront? So it may be this new accelerated presence and gift is like suddenly there. I've never painted a day in my life, but this paintbrush keeps appearing in front of my third eye. So get involved, get involved. You may not be trained as an artist, but what's coming through is actually being channeled. Like no artistic talent is required. It may be a symbol, it may be an activation. So trust that which you're receiving. Trust that which you're receiving. All right. I think we're now ready. One moment, please. Now I've got a Kundalini serpent. This is just a slideshow. There's an attunement here stirring somewhere. One moment. As you will step into your orchestration, as you step into your new life cycle. So again, this is about promotion. Each of us want to feel there's like a choir of angels, and it's like this symphony of celestial music. So we want to get into this lifestyle of being promoted. And so the promotion has to do with our own placement. It has to do with our own readiness. Someone else can look at us and it's like, you don't look any different to me unless they receive energy and then they'll feel the promotion. So we're entitled to a new approach. We're entitled to a new voice. We're entitled to a new energy exchange. So as you will receive this entitlement in full standing, we've talked about the word entitlement. So in other words, we want to remember what we receive is due us. And they're saying with outstretched hands. In other words, as we keep evolving, as we keep stepping up, we get closer and closer, they're saying, to outreached hands, so that what we can receive, we are now in reach. We are now in reach. So as we will receive our benevolence, as we will receive our holy advancement. The holy advancement, remember, is aligning with our own true nature. It's aligning with our true discovery. So their own true nature, some of us did not pick that up 100% because it was like, oh, it's you, like our old nature. Our true nature is first coming into activation. It's first being turned on. So our truest nature, remember, is our one understanding and status. So this is where everything resides within us. Everything that you have orchestrated and planned from day one of your incarnation. Well, guess what? The door is sliding open. So as we will receive our holy response system. So our holy response system is saying yes. So remember, we kept talking about that promotion, about stepping up, about saying yes to everything that precedes you. So what precedes us is our own awakening, our own energy, our own it's us. But what we're doing is permitting this and allowing this. Now, they want me to explain this because sometimes we evaluate ourselves from past tense. So what we've done up to now, or our self-perception from unregulated value, in other words, following the ego along. So these energies are coming to promote us. And if we look at ourselves from the bottom up, from our old indicators, we may have a tendency to shortchange ourselves because we're going to evaluate ourselves and we're going to be like, I'm not ready for that. So we want to get into the stance of ready prowess. In other words, we're ready for the introduction. We're ready for the introduction. You may not want to step on stage tomorrow, though you may. You may not want to, whatever like that last step is, but we're ready for the introduction. It's very important that we understand our self-mastery. Each of us are coming forth with gifted pleasure. So as we will receive our holiness, so that means our whole self, remember, we're being introduced, to our true nature. So we're being introduced. Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. We're graduating. We're opening doors. And I literally felt that like there was this door that's open for us to step through. Now that's where we have the action step. That's where we play a part. The energies are here. The offering is here. It's coming to meet us within. In other words, assimilating within our own understanding of self. We are the ones that need to proceed accordingly. So this is where we decide time is up in fear. So sort of like the daily message, where we tend to hold back, where we tend to wait, where we tend to sort of sit on the sidelines. And what we're doing is orchestrating our arrival, orchestrating our destiny moment by moment. So the more that we can no longer hold back and allow ourselves to proceed, it's going to come in step measure. So it may be, you know, those whatever I'm working with, it could be spiritual text, it could be old candles, it's antiquated. We're going to feel it energetically that we're due for an increase. So it's a little bit of a feng shui kind of entitlement. You don't need to go crazy and nuts, but you do need to be sensitive to the present, because guess what? We're on the move and we're evolving. So what we're attracted to, what is our next step, what feels like our pleasurable orchestration is going to be at a higher altitude, is a higher frequency. So this is why they had me give the example of, like, I have no artistic abilities. I've never even drawn or painted or anything, but I keep seeing a paintbrush. So it's trusting our forward movement, it's trusting our forward glance and allowance. So as we will receive ourselves by faith, because we don't have a past to lean on. We're not going to find the answer key in who we were yesterday, because remember, we're on the move, we're evolving. As we have designated faith, so designated, here's your bundle of faith. Here's your new orchestration, here's your new gifting, and here's your faith. So we are the ones that bring forth the discernment. We're the ones that open up the package and come into agreement. Now, there's a lot going on, because while we're opening up the package, we're releasing the old circumstance. The old circumstance is not your linear, like what's going on in your life. Well, my circumstances are, this is my boyfriend, this is my bank account. That's not your circumstance. Your circumstance are the energies that you've been, they're saying wallowing, please forgive us. They're saying wallowing because it's like the energies that have been sitting there, that it's almost like pigs in a sty, like rolling around in the mud. So these are the energies really that have been tormenting us in a way. And what they're showing me is the shackles are being released. The shackles are being released. So what we're doing is coming into our unified status, our unified status is that forward momentum, that forward pulsation gives us the leverage and the privilege to no longer hold back. So some of the catacombs, some of like the places of darkness where we're just sort of mulling over the past, but you don't know what happened. You don't know what occurred. So what happened could be what happened last week, or it could be 40 years ago. But they're saying it matters not, because it has equal quality. It has equal density. So this is like the 60. I won't mention any names. I'm getting close to 60. It's like the 60-year-old. It's like, well, I could, but what happened to my childhood? So this is where we repeat. We repeat, we recycle. And so here we are, decade after decade, still operating out of misbelief. So as we will receive our entitlement, what they're showing me is like hands on a clock. And oh my gosh, I literally have not seen that clock. Oh, perhaps from second grade, perhaps. Anyway, so it's sort of like one of those movies where the hand goes round and round and round very, very quickly, because time is speeding up. And now, it's like mounds and mounds and mounds of golden coins. So this is about, and of course we have Ganesh here. So breaking up the obstacles, breaking up the old witness. The old witness is what keeps us at a particular point energetically. So these are circumstances, not the outer, what's going on within our own timetable, what's going on with our mind and our belief system. So our belief carves our reality. So as we step out in faith and assign new endeavors, new provisions, new record keeping. So when I said new record keeping, I literally had like pages coming down in order, and the pages are for each of us. So the new record keeping is like just imagine you were given a new part in a play, and it's like, I know you were that character, but this is your new character. Well, if you were an actor in a play, you'd be like, oh great, let me learn, let me find out about my character. This is what we want to allow, is ample procedure and arrival, to allow ourselves to grow, to allow ourselves to awaken, to allow ourselves to pass over. Now, when I said pass over, I literally had one of you in this like shamanic imagery where it was like the old beliefs, the old lifestyle was one height, and you were just imagine like a giant. So it's just like very, very tall, where stepping over it is really no problem at all. So this is the energy of our true commitment. Now, the reason we're all here is because we each have said yes. They're showing me the awareness card. In traditional tarot, that's the magician. So in essence, we all understand magic. And we're here to turn the hands on the clock. In other words, time is speeding up. Magic occurs instantly as we will consent. So as we're still, they're saying, looking backwards, it's like Lot and the Sultan thing. Like when we're looking backwards, we keep bringing forth like blankets, you know, pulling that cover over us. We keep emphasizing past engagement. As we step over, remember, we're handed a new script where we have a new part in our play. We afford ourselves liberal pleasure and delight. Liberal pleasure and delight is new person, new frequency, new vibration, new accessibility, new livelihood. So the livelihood has to do with the energetic adjustment. It has to do with our freedom. So this is, they're saying like freedom and mastery. So as we will receive this rite of passage, so again, what we're receiving is who we are without polarization. So the polarization is how we've all been indoctrinated, good, bad, right or wrong, and we keep trying to be good. So that we step out of our whole self in order to assimilate. So I knew who I was, but I'll leave that in order to get the good mark or get the approval or function with society, whatever it is. So what we're aligning to right now are the stars. What we're aligning to is our true consent and our heaven's pleasure. So our heaven's pleasure is who we are as a soul, what our passion is. So what's stepping forth in particular this evening is our passionate state, where we feel most alive, where we feel most alive. Because as we align with our passion, as we unite with our soul, we bring forth, remember those pages? We bring forth our soul contract. We bring forth what we're here to endeavor, what we're here to complete, our soul mission in this incarnation. So as we will receive our holy rite of passage, and they're literally showing me a wedding cake, which looks delicious, by the way, not eaten. So the wedding cake is marrying the beloved within. Remember, we're coming into balance with our divine masculine, with our divine feminine. So some of you may have a wedding coming up, but this is about the eternal marriage. This is about coming into our own faithfulness, allowing our own due pleasure. So no longer trying to fit in another occupation. So the occupation being, let me step down my light, let me not speak so that you can look justified. And so this new arrival is aligning with our own essence, our own preview. Now the preview, the reason they're saying preview is there's more to come. So we're adjusting to our newfound gifts. We're adjusting to our rite of passage. So this is the preview. It's like step one, step two. Now we're all in different steps. So someone may be on step five already. So now you're opening up to step six, but it's still preview in terms of our self-mastery. So we're just getting our feet or our angel wings wet and coming into full ascension, coming into full establishment. The more we can access and understand that we're learning about ourselves anew, they're saying this is crucial. This is crucial. Remember to give ourselves permission to step out, step over, release the past, open up. Learning about ourselves anew. That means there's more to be seen, there's more to be understood, there's more to receive, there's more to acclimate with. If you have a new roommate, you acclimate to the roommate, what they like, what they don't like, what time they wake up, you learn about them. What we're learning about is our own true nature, our own true self, in victory. So as we will receive ourselves in holy matrimony, coming to witness the beloved within, the Christ presence within. Now, everything that we desire that's in alignment with our higher plan, relationship, funds, physical, whatever it may be, it surfaces with delight. With delight, things are surfacing with delight. It's pretty cool as we consent. So first we receive, first we consent. We've got this dragon that is guiding us, and it's a golden dragon. When you see gold, it's pretty beautiful, pretty beautiful. So beautiful in terms of its energetic components. So this golden dragon is holding energy that's being offered for our remembrance. And so when I said that, it's like my third eye just, how do I explain that? It just started like rotating somehow. As we will receive. So as we will receive with delight, we offer ourselves new placement. Let everything be shifted. Whatever needs to take place, I'm on board. Now, it's important that we understand everything comes by divine consent. So our higher self knows, when I said everything shift, I'm on board, our higher self knows good measure. So good measure is, I like to take things slow and steady. In other words, it's set up to our advantage. There'd be no point in things shifting so fast that we can't keep up. So in good measure. But that also doesn't mean stalling. So it's usually a tiny bit faster than we would prefer, but we tend to keep the brakes on a little bit longer than necessary. So it's sort of a little bit of a meet in the middle type of approach. So we're assimilating with faith. This means we're just, imagine your one big holy grail cup, and it's just allowing it to be filled to the brim and allowing that place. And so for me, it's the grail cup. For you, you just may see yourself in an angelic form. Whatever presents, trust the imagery you're receiving. And then, and you just may have a symbol, you may have a gemstone, you just may feel energy, you may see and feel nothing. It's absolutely fine. But hold that visioning that this accelerated presence, they're saying quadruple and multiplies, but what they're, it just radiates. So it's radiating out past our current understanding. So this is affecting all of our lives, all of our previous past lives. So as we receive the richness in this moment, all of those places in other lifetimes where we didn't quite get the lesson, we were still a little stuck when we last left the story, it's all receiving the same heavenly exchange. All our lives occur simultaneously. So as we say yes now, as we graduate in the here and now, it's received. It's received in all occurrences. It's received in all occurrences. I just saw someone, you must have been 8 years old in that lifetime. It's like feeling the energy, feeling the offering. They're saying in conclusion, it's like there's no more time to wait. They're really big on time today. There's no more time to wait. What they mean by that is we're receiving this outside of time. That we're not waiting on time. Well, I know, but I have to wait for my pension. I have to wait for this. This is like time terminology or attachment. So what we're doing is we're receiving ourselves out of time. So whoever that is, if abundance came to you in another form, equal or greater, would that be okay? So trust, what we're doing is trusting the place of miracles. We're trusting the place of true accelerated visioning. We're trusting our higher self, our divine plan. Let us receive in earnest. So in earnest means in a continuous fashion. They're reminding me one more time that my crown chakra is just heavenly. When you get a nudge, pay attention, make a note. Even if you're not ready to release that habit today, just acknowledge with your guides, I heard you. I heard you. Anything where you can start, we can start putting that energy in the new movement. So whether we're releasing, whether we're proceeding, either or, like the door goes both ways. The more that we can start announcing it, it's like, I hear you, time to drink more water, whatever it may be. We lend a helping hand, we lend energy. We have that presentation of empowerment. The important part of that is we're no longer in denial. This is what they want. So as we're aligning in partnership, with our higher self, with our divine presence, the more it can be a continuous conversation, the more we step out of denial, like we have to keep avoiding. What this helps us with, let's use that water example, it's not just the water. They're saying our soul is thirsty. Our soul is thirsty. So if I can acknowledge I heard the water, then I'm going to be able to hear and acknowledge the next recommendation and the next, because this is ultimately what we're doing. We're our divine self is descending into our physicality, and so we're learning how to be in partnership. So the more that we can kind of work with that heavenly guidance, we're all receiving it. They're saying no exceptions. We're all receiving it. They're saying there is no going back, meaning it's only going to get easier and easier to align from here. Manjushri is here. So he is, really enlightenment, helping us overcome like mind patterns, waking up to wisdom, waking up to our inner wisdom. Thank you. Let us receive.